Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani on Cape Talk.
It's time to turn to the movies. And of course, the only movie that matters this weekend is that of The Joker, which has received rather interesting and mixed reviews. Somebody writing for The Empire says it's bold, devastating, and utterly beautiful. Another writing for The Washington Post saying it's a grim, shallow, distractingly derivative homage to the 1970s movies at their grittiest. Gail Edmonds, our managing editor for City Press and film critic, joins me on the line now. Which end of the spectrum are you, Gail, in this movie?
I have to say it is in fact awful and good. So I found it awfully good. I find it very hard to recommend it to someone, but I have to say for Joaquin Phoenix's performance is absolutely mesmerizing. And I'm guessing that this is fourth time lucky for him because, you know, he's had 3 Oscar nominations before. And I'm for sure this one is going to be nominated. It's not easy watching. And it is, I must say, my husband and I went yesterday and we found it pretty devastating and dark. There's no light at all. No light breaks through ever. There is no moment of levity. Don't expect one. It is pure darkness from beginning to end. And it is interesting because obviously there has been a lot of controversy around the sort of, and it doesn't, in my opinion, glorify violence or give an excuse for Joker's violence, because many people in the world are sort of set aside or marginalized, and they don't turn to sort of violence to solve the problem. So I found that stuff a little bit of a reach for me, because I did feel sorry for him. Obviously, he is a marginalized character, Arthur Fleck, who lives with his mother in this very gritty, sort of filthy version of Gotham City. And he is sort of picked on often, but that doesn't for me excuse the violence. I think that if that's what they were trying to do, it didn't work for me, because I think I had a lot of sympathy for him in the beginning. And once he switches to becoming a killer, he sort of kills a trio of Wall Street bankers on the train, but he doesn't kill them to save the woman they harassed before him, or he only does it because they harass him and he just sort of snaps. And so it's not done as some sort of vigilante thing. It really is. It's interesting, though, because it is, wow, dark. And it has had a lot of controversy, but it is amazing performance from Joaquin Phoenix, as always.
And everybody has been really in unison with that. He will most likely be, well, if not, you know, on that short list of contenders for Best Actor Oscar nominations and every other award ceremony that comes before that. He certainly will be a serious, serious contender, without a doubt.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
People, though, or at least reviewers, have found this film to really have little purpose. Cape Town reviewers who went to go see the media preview screening, which I couldn't make, sort of came out of it going, why did we need another origin movie of the Joker? Why was it important in 2019 to be telling this story, highlighting elements that are very similar, obviously, to what we're experiencing right now, not only in America, but other parts of the world, and yet not then take that opportunity to its maximum potential?
Well, I think that's the thing. With any other actor in the lead, and they had the use of Robert De Niro as well, and so it's an excellent cast. I'm not sure this movie would have made it with anyone else. It really is, for me, it's a movie that carries the performance of Joaquin Phoenix. The movie itself, and it's interesting because when you read up on the DC Universe films, this one is not included with Shazam and Wonder Woman and all those. It's almost an outlier from the lot. And it is interesting because you think to yourself, why did they make it? And I mean, it's written by Todd Phillips, who he directed The Hangover. He didn't write it. And he co-wrote it with Scott Silver, who wrote 8 Mile. So you can see where the sort of gritty comes in there. But you're right. It is an interesting thing because for me, it was about the performance. The movie itself, that's why it's hard to recommend, because unless you want to see a truly spectacular performance, which it is, the rest of the film wouldn't have survived without a Joaquin Phoenix type of person to perform as the central role. Because Joker is he's a larger-than-life character in the DC Universe. But, you know, the fact that he is such a sort of mindless, violent character, it's hard to, I think they were trying to sort of say, shame this poor guy. But actually, if you turn to the violence, you don't no longer deserve the sympathy of those around you. And that, for me, was the message. It's like, it was very much shame in the beginning, but once Arthur Fleck embraced the sort of true darkness, then he is what he is, which is just a villain for Batman to beat.
In fact, Batman, we see not as Batman, yes. But rather a young Bruce Wayne, and we meet Alfred the Butler as well.
Yes,
the only reference absolutely. To Batman, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely the only reference. And of course, Thomas Wayne pops up in the storyline with his mother as well, who's played by Frances Conroy, who also puts in a good smallish performance. But yes, there's no Batman in this, and he's not, it'll be, I would be surprised if, or maybe Joaquin Phoenix has signed up to do the next Batman film, but I think this was very much a vanity and a character place for Joaquin Phoenix to showcase his talent rather than an addition to, and you know, the DC universe is much more non-linear. It's kind of the stories, the directors have much more freedom to do as they please. So it doesn't have that, you don't get the sense of the organogram that you get from Marvel where everything fits together. This one doesn't necessarily fit into the rest. The Aquamans, the Wonder Womans, the Batman versus Superman. It just sort of, as you say, it's a marginalized film in the same way as Arthur Fleck is a marginalized character. So it has had good reviews for the performances, but it isn't something you can say to someone, you must see it. It's such fun or it's good. It's actually really grim watching.
And yet, it's going to be breaking records in America. It's probably going to go anything between $90 and $95 million in America alone, which is going to be a new record for an October release.
But I also think that people do love the comic book characters. And if they're following those huge blockbuster sort of series, they will go and see this. You know, it might not be, the sort of art crowd might go for the performance, but I think lots of people see Joker, see DC, and they will go and see it because it's part of the universe of what they love. Because, I mean, those films all get good box office, you know, because they're part of, and it is interesting because Joker is the place to get your Oscar or your nomination. I mean, even Jack Nicholas back in, when was it? It was 1989, got a Golden Globe for playing Joker in Tim Burton's Batman. And of course, Heath Ledger 10 years ago got his for playing it in The Dark Knight. So obviously, the Joker is a good place to look for awards.
And is Mr. Phoenix better than those two gentlemen?
Ah, that is a big question. Hey, I have to say he was brilliant. I prefer the Heath Ledger performance. Perhaps it's just nostalgia, I don't know. But I liked that character was a little bit, you know, Arthur Fleck is hard to like, I have to say, at all. And of course, Jack Nicholson was great because that was the fun Joker, you know.
Although
he was also pretty nasty, but it was a bit more, you know, I do love the Tim Burton version of anything, so I'm a bit biased. But I do think this is an Oscar winner. But well, whether you should go and see it, well, that's another story. You need to be in a cheerful mood to start because you're not going to be in a cheerful mood when you leave.
I will go and see it, if nothing else, for the performances, because in a couple of months' time, you and I are going to be talking about who's going to be lifting the various awards as they get nominated in the Golden Globes and the Oscars. So I will go watch it for that. But also, I can't even remember the last outing of the Joker that was unbelievably forgettable. Who was the last one?
Jared Leto.
That one. I don't know what he was doing.
Suicide Squad, yes. No, absolutely. Jared's been definitely sidelined by the other Jokers. He's a bit barely memorable. And I see that 2020's Birds of Prey, which is the Harlequin origin movie, she's dumped him.
Good.
There's no Joker in that film. So she's emancipated herself from Joker, which is good news, I guess.
Very, very good news. Gail, thank you very much. Do enjoy your Sunday. Gail Edmonds, the managing editor at City Press, as well as our film critic, doesn't really know whether to recommend the Joker or not. It's very dark. It's very bleak, but it is unbelievably well performed, and it is going to make money, no doubt, both here in South Africa and in America. So be warned, do go and watch it if you wish, but enjoy the performances. The story itself is a little bit too bleak.